This is our experimental bed. We planted these last year, and you can
see Brad Flitch is showing me around his home garden. It's pretty idyllic. Hummingbirds and bees are flitting around, colors of purple, crimson, and pink. But the most valuable flower hasn't even opened yet. It can take up to 5 years to get to this point.
That's how they describe when to harvest them, is you grab it and you squeeze the bloom, and if it feels like a marshmallow, it's just about ready to pick.
Peonies are big and frilly. Picking one before it opens and refrigerating it can extend the flower's vase life to more than 14 weeks. Its ability to travel is one of the reasons why peonies could be Alaska's next big export. The other is you can't find the popular wedding flower anywhere else in the late summer months.
That's why we're doing it. Right now, there's such a limited supply.
A short drive from Flitch's house and a half-mile trek through Muskeg, we arrive at 10 acres of beachfront property on North Douglas Island, the future site of rainforest peonies.
This is basically a clear cut, and you've got big old brush piles of stump and logs.
Last year, Alaska-grown peonies were sent to 34 states. Each stem can fetch anywhere from $2 to $7, with a buyer paying shipping cost. Not too long ago, the flower was considered old-fashioned. But like anything old, it can be made new again, especially if the one selling it is America's wedding tastemaker.
Well, they're beautiful, they're colorful, they're fragrant, and they're one of my favorite spring flowers, the lovely peony.
A lot of that has to do with Martha Stewart. She has done a lot to promote and market the peony, and it is the number one bride's flower in the United States.
Fairbanks horticulturist Patricia Holloway is a tastemaker in her own right. She's known as the godmother of Alaska peonies. Several years ago, she caught wind that, yes, the flowers could grow here, filling a gap in the market.
I was getting phone calls almost immediately from places like London wanting Alaska peonies because nobody could believe that we had them in July.
Alaska Peony Growers Association already test-marketed them to Taiwan. Red peonies are a favorite in parts of Asia, whites in the U.S. and Canada. Alaska can't support the international market just yet, but Holloway says that may change. She estimates the number of commercial growers could double in the next few years.
Just like the gold rush years and years ago, people came north trying to make some money. There are going to be people who succeed. There are going to be people who fail.
Back at the farm, Brad Flitch plunges a shovel into coffee-colored dirt.
We could grow just about anything in this.
About 200 peony beds will be built on site. He says one of the challenges of growing the flower in Southeast is soil drainage. He's barged over several tons of sand to fix that. Fungus is another problem.
They get botrytis everywhere, but we have a feeling that we're going to be special. We're going to get a lot of it.
Once the operation is in full swing, Flitch said he could earn up to $800,000 in a year. But there are risks involved. Peonies have to freeze in order to bloom. Warm winters could be detrimental.
You know, if it happens in the first year, okay, you're about $20,000 in 1 year. But if it happens to a mature crop, you know, something bad happens like that, you know, then you're out a lot of money for the roots plus 5 years.
Rainforest peony's first crop is expected in 2019. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.